As the Arkansas legislature begins a special session in Little Rock today regarding insurance in public schools, one group is calling for another special session, urging policymakers to allow public schools to connect to a special internet network. Roby Brock has more in this week's Talk Business and Politics update.
Arkansas House members will meet in the historic Old State House during a special session. The current House chamber at the state capitol is undergoing a massive renovation and cannot be used for legislative business. The Old State House in Little Rock was the state capitol before the current capitol location. Governor Beebe's called the state legislature into a special session to deal with funding issues surrounding a public school employees insurance fund and prison overcrowding. Business leaders calling for the state's public schools to connect to a university-based high-speed network hope to have cost estimates by mid-July and would like Governor Beebe to call a special session by the end of this year. Faster Arkansas was formed last year after education policymakers determined that most Arkansas schools did not have adequate broadband capabilities to participate in online Common Core testing or to take advantage of the internet for instructional purposes. Faster Arkansas members are now advocating the option to tie into the Arkansas Research Education Optical Network, sometimes called RON. It's a high-speed fiber optics network connecting the state's public colleges and universities, healthcare providers, and others. Public schools are not allowed to connect under state law. A coalition of broadband providers said the state schools could be served currently under existing broadband networks. 3 months after an announced buyout of a Hot Springs hospital, workforce reductions are taking place in the St. Vincent Health System. In early April, St. Vincent's parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives, acquired Mercy Hot Springs Hospital in the Spa City. On Thursday of this past week, CHI St. Vincent announced layoffs related to the integration process that will affect 91 workers at St. Vincent and 157 positions in total. The Arkansas Development Finance Authority Board of Directors agreed to back $5 million in bridge gap funding for the $1.3 billion Big River Steel Mill project in Northeast Arkansas. At a meeting of the Loan Guarantee Committee on Tuesday, ADFA agreed to make available the $5 million, if necessary, to assure other financial investors in the project that local funding would be secure. Mississippi County, which has committed $14.5 million to the steel mill project, has a timing issue tied to the availability of its funds. Presently, about $9.5 million is sitting in the bank, and the remaining $5 million will be collected before year's end from a local half-cent sales tax for economic development. The ADFA pledge, which will work like a short-term line of credit, assures private equity investors that the money is guaranteed today. State lawmakers began a series of meetings to review and revamp Arkansas's workforce education and training programs this week. Advocates will seek a top-to-bottom review of all job training programs at two-year colleges statewide and a possible realignment of nearly $24 million in workforce training money. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More at bankozarks.com.